Marshalltown City Administrator Carol Webb talked about the road closures around the expo area for RAGBRAI next week on July 22nd. The expo area is the main area for entertainment and food, and it's all centered around the new event plaza on the courthouse block.
Main Street will be closed from 3rd Avenue to 3rd Street. Then 1st Avenue, Center Street, 1st Street, and 2nd Street will be closed from State to Church.
State Street and Church Street will both be open to traffic so people can get east and west across downtown. She also mentions a closure around the 13th Street District.
13th Street will be closed from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's going to be entertainment and things down there. That's closed from Main Street to Summit Street.
RAGBRAI riders will be in Marshalltown for about 18 to 24 hours, and these road closures are just temporary. If people need to get north and south across Main Street on Wednesday the 22nd, 9th Street and 3rd Street will both have police officers stationed to help get cars north and south. Emma Michaels, Director of Community Engagement with CAPS, announced that they have secured office space outside of Marshalltown and Marshall County.
We've just secured office space in Tama County. It's 1001 South County Road, Unit D in Toledo. So we don't have set hours there yet. People can just call our CAPS number here in town, 641-752-1730, and schedule appointments to meet at that office then in Tama County.
Michaels says the hope is to have that office eventually have set times where staff would be present. This new Tama County office is for their home visiting program.
For families prenatal through kids that are age 5, really the main points of home visiting are support, encouragement, connection, and education. That's the goal of our staff, and the service that we provide is that families feel supported, they are encouraged, they are connected in the community, and we provide them with education on child development and healthy behaviors and patterns for their kids.
CAPS believes that every family deserves the chance to thrive, and this program is built on that mentality. People can learn more about CAPS online at capsonline.us or by heading to their Facebook page, Child, Adolescent, and Parent Support. The Marshalltown Community School District announced they hired a new associate principal for the Marshalltown High School, Daryl Dotson. Dotson brings a wealth of experience in education, leadership, and student support to Marshalltown High School. He began his career as a special education associate working with 4th and 5th grade students before spending 10 years as a secondary classroom teacher and 2 years as a behavior coach. His education consists of a bachelor's degree in marketing from Upper Iowa University, a Master of Arts in Teaching from Drake, a principalship certificate from the University of Northern Iowa, and a superintendent license from Northwest Missouri State. Dotson has also had a long history of coaching of 25 years, and throughout that time, he's coached football, wrestling, baseball, softball, and girls' tennis. As associate principal, Dotson's primary goal is to serve students, staff, the administrative team, and the Marshalltown community. This morning, starting at 9:30 at the Marshalltown Fire Department, the University of Iowa Simulation and Motion Team will be hosting an emergency care training for EMS and hospital professionals. For the last 5 years, this team has worked with the RAGBRAI overnight communities to help them prepare for an influx of people.
We're working with those emergency professionals and emergency rooms and hospital staff that are going to be providing that first aid or possibly even that initial response to those riders in any type of an emergency situation.
That's Mike Van Newell, the Central Region Coordinator, who says they have reached out to the hospital and other emergency care providers for this training. He then talks about the emphasis they have this year.
We're emphasizing the importance of triaging your patients. So in the pre-hospital world, triage is utilized by these EMS services and or fire departments when that responding service has exhausted their resources and what they're capable of doing.
Van Newell says they'll be working on identifying which patients are in the most critical situation. He says the training is not open to the public to participate, but the public can come watch throughout today. Coming up, we're going to hear from a National Weather Service meteorologist as it's a hot one from today through next week. It's 7:10.
With so much financial uncertainty, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Bruce Weirin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek. It's a new beginning. Stop by our office at 16 East Main Street in Marshalltown. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings. Brought to you by Story Medical for all your health services. They're closer than you think. Highway 30 in Nevada.
Welcome back. Coming up, we're going to visit with the mayor, Mike Lottiehoff, and we are going to play Fast Money. Let's go back to our newsroom. Here is Zach.
There'll be no break for your air conditioner for the next several days. National Weather Service meteorologist Jack Rotter says the warm temperatures are sticking around until about Tuesday next week. He says this heat wave is somewhat similar to what we saw earlier in the month.
We have a big system of high pressure that's driving everything kind of around us. Compared to what we had, I guess, around 4th of July, the real difference is that the center of the high pressure is more over us, whereas earlier it was over kind of in Tennessee and Georgia. We were just kind of on the edge.
The potential for storms right now is down compared to the stretch around the July 4th. Rotter says things will be cooler around Tuesday next week, and that will be a bit of a relief for those rag-bri riders moving across the state. A national basketball tournament opens in central Iowa tomorrow, featuring more than 400 women from across the United States who range in age from 50 to 94. The Granny Basketball League was founded in Iowa more than 20 years ago, but it's based on the 6-on-6 game that was played here in the 1920s. In this game, the basketball court is divided into three courts. There's no running or jumping. And yes, many shots are made granny style, swinging the ball two-handed up from the knees in a high arc. You don't have to be a grandmother to play, but you do need to be at least 50 years old. The tournament runs Friday through Sunday at the Prairie Trail Sports Complex in Ankeny. All the proceeds will go to benefit the Iowa Coalition Against Domestic Violence. State Treasurer Robbie Smith is highlighting some sports memorabilia from the unclaimed bank safety deposit boxes that have been turned over to the state. A baseball signed by Pete Rose and other Cincinnati Reds players was in a box rented by Jonathan Peterson of Mason City. The treasurer is seeking the public's help in tracking down Peterson's family so the baseball can be turned over to them. After the owner of a safe deposit box has not paid rent, banks keep the box, including the one rented by the Mason City resident, for at least 3 years before turning it over to the state treasurer's office. People can visit the Great Iowa Treasure Hunt to see if you have any unclaimed property.